Welcome to episode 15 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until soccer becomes America's national pastime. Guys, you got to keep your ears open for that keyword hidden in today's show. Once you hear the keyword, go over to facebook.com/autographweekly, enter the keyword on our wall, and you'll be entered to win an amazing prize, which we'll announce later on the show. First off, first order of business today. We want to apologize for not pumping out an episode last week, and you can blame the old guy sitting in the chair here, me. I accidentally botched the audio recording. It recorded on the wrong device, and it was horrible audio. Could not release it as a podcast. So, apologize about that. We could not get it out on time, so we went ahead and skipped it this week. But to make up for it, we did do a few giveaways on Facebook for you guys, and also we're adding to this week's giveaway, so it's a double bubble. That's right. So you're making out like a house. All right, let's move on to the Mojo mailbox. Stacy, who'd you get in?
All right, this was at Ashley for 2 weeks, a very awesome 2 weeks. Not super great on the TTM part of it, but very good in pickups and book pickups as well.
And we've noticed this week on TTMs, they've been way, way down. And for you new listeners out there who don't know what the heck a TTM is, it's a through-the-mail request, basically a letter to a celebrity. So I don't know what the deal is, but with everybody's videos I've been watching and all the news I've been hearing, TTM's been way down. So I don't know why. If anybody has a theory, feel free to post that on Facebook. We'd be interested to hear that. Go ahead.
All right, to the first order of business, the quick update on the countdown to 1,000 for myself. It's actually at 777, so I've knocked off 223 off that, so that's very fabulous. Good start for only, what are we into, the ninth day of February, so about less than 40 days, so good start, so hopefully that continues. All right, to the TTMs. Go over these real quick. A few names here. Got in Bob Dole, signed two book plates for me. It was nice to get those in. Also got in, like most everybody in the community did last week, Ernie Banks, signed two photos for me.
Asshole. I did not get Ernie Banks in, and I need Ernie Banks for my Top Fan Favorites PC. So I don't know what the heck's going on there. Kind of angry.
Doesn't like Zane Savage.
He does not like Zane Savage. I've sent him many letters. Zero back.
He must be
the biggest Cubby fan of all. So.
He must be friends with Shatner.
Must be. They must be buddies.
All right. Next person on the TTM list was from a private address from Mr. Zane Savage. Robert Patrick signed three photos for me. Also got in Gina Rollins, signed three photos as well. Got in Tommy Franks. Signed two book plates for me, and it was kind of funny. On the he returned my letter that I wrote, and actually, where I wrote "Dear Tommy," he crossed out the Tommy and put "General" there. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Or and he then was serious, and he doesn't want to be called Tommy. And
apparently,
a whole move.
He still signed my stuff, so.
There you go.
And then the last of the TTMs I got in Neil Gaiman. This was a request from probably a year and a half ago to his Neverware is the address that he has on his website, and finally got those back. It was two index cards that he signed, so got it. We got our Geek a Week stuff out to him at a different address, so hopefully that comes back here relatively soon. He must be apparently in the States now, so hopefully we'll get those in. Go over real quick a couple Autograph World pickups I got. I got in a couple more items from my Walking Dead collection. Got an 8x10 of Norman Reedus in, who plays Daryl. And today I got an 8x10 signed by three more people. Two of them were ones I did not have yet. John Bernthal and Emma Bell, who play Shane, and she was Emma Bell was Amy in the first season. And it was also signed by Steven Yeun, which I've gotten him several times, TTM. So it was a nice pickup there. And I think that takes me down to about only needing one or two of the main cast members from the show. So
I think we need to warn the listeners. These are going to be very long lists on the Mojo Mailbox this week, just because it's 2 weeks combined. We even tried to cut it down a little bit, but we did the best we could, guys. So bear with us on these. You go ahead.
All right, then I'm going to go over books real quick. I'll just list these off, some of the stuff I got in the last 2 weeks. Got in Leslie Nielsen signed book, paid $12.98, shipped for that, so that was a nice pickup. Got in James Lipton, paid $15 for that, shipped. Got John C. Dvorak in, paid $8.75, shipped for that. That was a pretty big gift for me, as I've tried to get Dvorak several years and had no luck TTM, so finally got something signed by him. Got in a Chelsea Handler book for $12.54 shipped. And the cool thing about this was actually it's not actually a book that she wrote. It's a book that her family wrote. And she actually did sign the book along with three of her family members. So it was signed by four people. So that was a real nice pickup for under $13. Got in a rapper, 50 Cent. Got a signed book from him for $10 shipped. Got in, let's see here, this week, got in Kurt Cameron from Growing Pains, paid $13 shipped for that. Got in a Hugh Hefner signed book. It's actually book plated, but it's a real nice piece. It's a Playboy the 40 years. Got that for like $32 shipped, which I thought was a pretty good deal, but somebody on this podcast just got one for like $14 shipped. I won't mention any names.
Booyah.
And let's see here, the other big book that I'll mention that I got this in today, none other than The Rock. Got that in, paid a little more for that. That was like $28 shipped, but was happy to get that in. It's a book plate, but still looks real nice and is legit. Also got Adam Richman, Man vs. Food. This was another big pickup for me. I've tried to contact Adam for ever since Man vs. Food's been on and just have had no luck getting a hold of him. So finally picked up that book. And one other quick item here, a couple of trades I did since the last show. Got a George Clooney Batman poster I picked up in a trade, which is real nice. Knocked him off my 2012 want list. And got all my stuff in from Zane and I's mega trade. You guys heard about the stuff that Zane got for me a couple weeks ago in our last show.
Yeah, guys, we had the biggest trade of all time through the YouTube TTM community, definitely. I don't know, maybe of all time. In autograph collecting, probably not. But we traded around 25 to 30 items a piece. So it's like 60 items going back and forth. Pretty crazy stuff. Go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to build that up because it was a big, big trade.
Not a problem. It was a very awesome trade on both ends. Just some of the names here real quickly. I'll go through a few of these. Like J. Edgar Hoover was involved. I got a Jimmy Carter signed book, an Al Gore signed book, Monica Lewinsky signed book. Got a couple of items signed by people that are no longer with us as well. Peter Jennings signed book, and got a Michael Crichton signed book as well. Also got in a nice Mona Simpson signed book, and she is the sister of Steve Jobs. So that was just some of the items. Most of you probably saw the video where I went through all that stuff, so I just wanted to mention a few of the things I got in that trade. All right, that takes care of all the stuff that I got in my Mojo mailbox. What about you, Zane?
Oh boy, a lot. On the TTM front, again, this week sucked. Last week was all right. But go through the TTMs first. Bobby Bowden signed some book plates for my greatest coaches of all time signed book PC. Just one of my many million PCs I have. Dusty Baker signed a Top Sam Favorites card and some index cards. Marion Ross signed Happy Days photos And actually, I have a Milk Mustache ad. Another PC. I know. I collect signed Milk Mustache ads. And Marion Ross signed one of her. And it's already signed by Shirley Jones. So now it's dual signed. Now it's going off to Florence Henderson, the last one. And it'll be a triple signed Milk Mustache ad. That'll be pretty sweet. Next, got Philip Roth, which is pretty awesome. He's a legendary American author. His autographs go for quite a lot on eBay. But he signed 4 book plates for me, so it's pretty awesome. Jane Goodall, another one. She signed 5 items for me. She signed 3 photos and 2 book plates. So that was a huge success. She's a huge name. I remember learning about her when I was in grade school. So she was in the textbooks, and that's kind of a big deal. Bob Dole. He signed a bunch of book plates for me, along with one that was signed by Elizabeth Dole also. It's a dual signed, which will go in the book that they co-wrote together. Regis signed a book plate for my My America project, and he also signed 2 more book plates for his books. And then probably my coolest success, TTM-wise, has to be the Larry King. Here's the whole story behind it, kind of. I went to Walmart, and I saw this pair of red suspenders hanging on the shelf, and it was like $7. And I was like, oh, I gotta get those. So I grabbed them, and I looked at them. These look perfect, signed by Larry King. So I sent them off to Larry via my private address. He sent them back in like under a week, signed. They're beautiful. And this leads me to my next point, guys, the Savage List. If you haven't heard of this, I've created a list of all my private addresses that I personally have dug up. There's a huge long list. If you go to autographweekly.com, hit the tab, the Savage List, it'll tell you all about it. Basically, these are all the private addresses I've dug up in the past 6 months. Some great names on there that work, like Tony Shalhoub and Jeffrey Jones and Sean Kemp and Larry King. You name them. There's a bunch on there that work. There's a bunch to test. So if you're interested, go to the Autograph Weekly website and hit the Savage List, and you can learn more about that. All right, to the purchases, the auctions, which are very plentiful, to say the least. I got a lot of stuff in, guys. So I'm just going to run through these. And there's some huge names. Joe Paterno. I bought that literally 2 days before he passed away because I heard he was ill. Got it for $40. They're now selling for around $170, $180, $200. So got a good deal on that. The rest I'm just going to run through. Chuck Norris. Oh, I say that. Jon Stewart. I can't run through this one because it's freaking awesome. I spent $54 on this Jon Stewart signed book. And you're like, what? Why would you do that? That's like normal retail price. No, my friend. It's signed by the entire writing staff who wrote the book. The book is Earth. And it's also signed by John Oliver and Wayne Snack, or Wyatt Snack, some of the people that are on the show, and a bunch of people behind the scenes that write for it. So that's an awesome piece that goes right next to my Colbert book, which is also signed by the entire writing staff. So really cool pieces. Moving on, we got Laura and Jenna Bush. Got a dual signed Laura and Jenna Bush book. It's a kid's book, but whatever. Oliver Stone, I got that for a ridiculous price. I think Oliver Stone was under $10 shipped, I know. Newt Gingrich, Walt Frazier, Rudy Giuliani, George Takei. I can't remember which one he likes to be called, but got him in. I got this really awesome five-person signed book. It's signed by Robert Bloch, who wrote Psycho. That's right. He died in 1994. Ray Bradbury, who is one of the most notorious American authors of all time, and Janet Leigh, who starred in Psycho in the shower scene. So it's triple signed by those people and a couple more authors. So that's a really nice piece to pick up. I picked it up for $24. You can't beat that. Also got 2 Kareem Abdul-Jabbar signed books. Buzz Aldrin. Got Buzz Aldrin in. Go with my kind of space. I love space signed books. I have Alan Shepard, who was the first American in space and stuff. So, and I got another J. Edgar Hoover, and this one's awesome because it's dual signed by the author of the book, and J. Edgar wrote the foreword, and it's also signed by J. Edgar, and it's signed right under the FBI symbol. Oh, it just looks so freaking amazing. I'm really happy to get that in. But that's enough about me. Let's get on to the badass book buys. Bye. Stacey, what'd you get? What's your bad?
All right. Mine is going to be something I paid $17 for. It is a book by Joe Matthews. It's called The People's Machine. And you guys might ask, why the heck would you pay $17 for a book by Joe Matthews? Well, it's actually a book about none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's actually signed on the inside front page by none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger. So was real happy to get this. Like I said, $17 shipped. Was a little worried about it when I picked it up. The wording on it where I bought it was a little iffy, but came back and it was actually signed by Schwarzenegger. It was not signed by the author of the book, so I'm going to try to get a hold of him and see if I can get a book plate to throw in there. But real nice piece, and real happy to get a Schwarzenegger for $17.
It's a really nice pickup, but I got one that beats it, I think. I picked up a little guy you may know as Norman freaking Rockwell. You know, the guy that did all those famous paintings back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. I got a signed book by him for the grand amount of $25 shipped. Booyah, booyah, booyah. Because that's an awesome piece. That goes right up there with my Joseph McCarthy book. So I was very happy to get that this week. That's definitely my best badass book buy. Let's move on to the projects and Geek a Week. I was dry this week and last week on Geek a Week, but Stacy came through. I think it was just today, actually, on the Geek a Week. So what'd you get, Stacy?
Yep, got that today. Was very happy with this very quick turnaround. This was actually a private address that I did find. Yeah, me. I actually did find a private address.
Stacy found a private address. It is 2012, so.
Yeah, that's true. This will be going on the Savage list, so if you guys are interested in this, it's none other than John Hodgman. He's an author. He's written three books so far. Also real famous for the PC and the Mac ad campaign with him and Justin Long. So signed the Geek a Week card and two book plates as well. So I was very happy to get that in. I think it took 7 or 8 days, so it was a real quick turnaround. I think I sent it early last week. So
see, I would say he's more famous for the Daily Show because he's freaking hilarious on there. I think he still corresponds. He's like a guest correspondent now on the Daily Show, but just a hilarious dude. That's a really awesome private address hookup. And again, guys, like you said, this could be on the Savage list. Check it out, autographweekly.com. Hit the tab that says the Savage list, and you're there. Plugging my shit. All right. Let's move on to... Actually, we want to talk about project.com. We have not got photos or addresses sent out yet, so be patient with us. We're trying to juggle a lot right now, and that's kind of put on the back burner, but we're going to get right up there to the front and get it done as soon as possible. So you'll start seeing those come in hopefully soon. This week I really want to work on getting addresses for some of the people that we have and getting photos and getting those done, just so we have stuff to talk about in the project section. All right, let's move on to the news. Stacy, what was newsworthy in the autograph world this week?
All right, I got a couple of quick items here. The first one, to pass this along, this was just announced, I think, within the last day or two. Andrew Luck has officially signed with Press Pass for all exclusive rights for any non-NFL trading cards. So any of the college trading cards you guys are used to that come out before the actual NFL product does, he will only be in the Press Pass stuff. He won't be in the Sage Hit stuff or the Upper Deck college stuff that they do. So just wanted to pass that along. And the next story, this is just... I don't know how to describe this. The article is entitled, "You have 4 days remaining to bid on this leather-bound and autographed copy of a Jerry Sandusky book." And if you guys don't know who Jerry Sandusky is, he's in the middle of the whole Penn State football drama and stuff going on there. I don't really want to get into it, but... Anyway, there's actually apparently 250 of these leather-bound copies of this book by Jerry Sandusky. And they're actually, this one and a few others are actually autographed by several people. This one's actually autographed by Sandusky, Matt Millen, Greg Buttle, Kyle Brady, Lance Meehl, Ed O'Neill, and Jack Ham. And this story was posted as of, I think, on the 6th of this month. And at that time, it was already up to $102 with four days remaining.
You're leaving out the best part of the story, bro.
I know, that's what I'm getting to.
Oh, okay. Get to it.
And the best part of this, the name of the book is called Touched, the Jerry Sandusky story.
Touched, really? I mean, come on, man. That's just wrong. Like, I came across that actually about 2 months ago when I was searching through books to buy. I saw Jerry Sandusky Touched signed right after the allegations came out, and it went for like $75 or something like that. I'm like, really? Touched? Like, that's just so is ironic, the word for it. I'm not sure. It's just crazy, man.
Disturbed.
Yeah, it's disturbing. My story is pretty interesting. You may know the guy known as Meta World Peace or Ron Artest. Mr. Meta World Peace was designated to sign some stuff for charity, some shoes and jerseys and stuff. Only problem was Meta World Peace had scribbled his former name, Ron Artest, on the balls and refused to re-sign it for the charity. He says he doesn't like his new signature yet, and it's not how he wants it, and he's trying to figure out how to sign it. So, if you're writing to Ron Artest, you may not get an autograph back because he's not happy with his signature. Oh, poor Ron Artest. I'm probably going to get sad now and go off and be a rap star or something. I don't know.
And speaking of this, I think I saw something on YouTube from, I think, B-Ball Champ got something back from him today or yesterday from him. And I think it was an auto pen, though, but I think it came back as...
Yeah, he does. I remember he did auto pens, and it came back as does it come back as Ron Artest?
No, I think it came back as whatever it is.
Meta World Peace.
Peace, yeah.
Because like somebody came up to him and said, "Hey, you should sign it as a peace sign, just a peace sign for his signature." So he's pondering that. He doesn't know what he's going to do yet. Anyways, it's kind of a stupid story, but kind of a funny story. Link is definitely up on our website if you want to check it out. AutographWeekly.com. All right, boys and girls, it's time for your favorite section in the show, the Q&A. That's not true. Your favorite section is the giveaways, and you know it. But we're going to do the Q&A anyways. So what's the first question we got for today?
All right, the first one is coming from Ben Martinez. Is asking if you could get one autograph for someone else, such as a friend, parent, brother, sister, etc., who would it be, and what would you get them?
It's a good question. You know, growing up, I actually had a room in my house called the John Wayne room. That's how obsessed my dad was with John Wayne. So I'm going to have to go with John Wayne, man. If I can get him a John Wayne autograph, he would literally poop his pants. He would leave feces in his pants because he would be so happy. Does that happen when you're happy? I don't know. That's my pick. How about you?
Mine would be John Wayne, actually, as well, from my mother. It'd be either John Wayne or Elvis. She's huge fans of both of those. So that would be my pick for that. I'm not sure about the others. Dad, he's a big Earnhardt fan, but he's already got a couple of signed Earnhardt items. So I'm not sure where I would go that route. So
you can get him a race used Dale Earnhardt mustache, the actual mustache that Dale Earnhardt wore at the Daytona 500. That probably doesn't exist, does it? Okay. Go on with your next question.
That'd be kind of creepy now. Yeah, that'd be
pretty awesome. I'd buy it.
Alrighty. Next question is coming from Marvin Ford. Is asking, who came up with the idea for the podcast?
You could say it was mutual. Okay. So when I came on here a couple of years ago on YouTube, when I became a YouTuber... in the autograph community, I ran across Stacy's stuff, and I saw that he did these kind of mock podcast things back in, like, 2010, 2009. So that kind of sparked my attention, and about 6 months later, I was like, nah, screw it. You know, I got a decent voice, a decent radio voice. I can do this podcast thing. So I approached Stacy about it, and we talked about it, and it lingered for about four more months. And, from there, we decided, screw it. Let's just put this together and do it. Let's get a website together and make a podcast, talk about autographs, to turn on the mic and talk. It's as easy as that. And so that's how it really came about. I initiated it, but it originally came from an idea from Stacy. So, like I said, it's mutual. So.
Yep, and I will agree with that totally.
You will not agree. That was not the truth. I totally lied. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's been it's been something I was had been thinking about ever since back in those videos I did in 2009 and 2010. So it had been something in the back of my mind too. It's just, it's a long process finding the right person to do it with, making have that part of it, having the equipment, getting everything you need to have it done.
Did you lay in bed at night and dream about having an autographed podcast? Just like a little bubble up, above your head with a little microphone and autographs floating above the microphone.
Yeah, but it was my co-host was some hot chick, and somehow I got stuck with you.
I got boobs. Does that count? Right?
I don't need to see those, though. All righty. Moving on to the next question. This is coming from Ryan Patrick, and he wrote in, this is basically what he said. I've gotten from comments that you don't care for form letters. Would you guys like to share an example of how you guys write your letters?
Well, we've talked about this several times, not this exact question, but everybody has a form of a form letter stuck in their head. Whether you handwrite your letters or whether you type your letters, usually the first part and the last part are the same. Because if you had to come up with something different every single time, there's just not enough words in the dictionary to do that when you write 100 TTMs every 2 weeks. So, I mean, everybody kind of uses form letters. The real hostility I have towards form letters is it basically takes the hobby away from where it originally came from. Back in the 20s and the 30s, if you wrote off to somebody, you were a genuine fan. Like, you really, really, really liked that person. And you wanted to contact that person. So you wrote a really nice letter, like probably 3 pages long, 4 pages long, to actually have them sit down and read and have that, you know, contact. That's non-existent, really, in today's TTM world. Yeah, there's a lot of people that respond greatly to letters, but the letters that are getting sent by us, the collectors, are just piss poor. You guys got to admit. So that's kind of what form letters are. That's kind of what form letters are doing. They're kind of ruining the quality of the letters to the celebrities. And it takes away from the original thought process of the hobby. That's what bugs me. On the other hand, form letters are what you have to do basically to keep up with today's autograph collecting. You know, if you sit there and handwrite a letter, somebody's not going to sit there and read it because usually handwriting's harder to read than a typed letter. And that's just a fact, you know. So somebody that types their letter and is a form letter has a better chance of getting it read than somebody that sits there and handwrites a letter. So that's basically my thought on the deal. How about you?
My thoughts on the form letter thing, I'm it's kind of the same place with you. I mean, if you ask most of us that do this, we all have pretty much a form letter we do, whether it's handwritten or printed out on a computer. It's basically, it's going to be pretty much the same thing over and over and over again. Some of the differences, if it's somebody lesser known or somebody that you've talked to or have some kind of interaction with on a basis outside of just writing the TTM letter, my part of it, the letters will get more personal. It'll be more of an actual letter, not just really a form letter asking for an autograph.
And when we say form letters have different extents. Some people literally have, and I'm not even freaking kidding, they literally have an entire letter written out. They put in the name, and they put in what the actress does, and it's done. And again, like, technically, I guess it's okay in today's hobby. But on the one hand, it irks me because it's so not what the hobby was built for. But go ahead.
And I was just going to add to that. It's just kind of, I mean, it depends, too. Like I said, on who you're writing to. If you're writing off to bigger name celebrities trying to get something, 95% of the time they're not going to read your letter anyway. They're just going to see the stuff in there and sign it and send it back. But it's like in my case, if it's somebody lesser known or somebody in the tech field or something, I'm going to take more time to write something because I want to try to get some kind of interaction back from them. But when you've done it, when you've done it as long as me and Zane have, you kind of know who you have a chance of getting that interaction with. So you kind of know where to adjust stuff in your letter writing to get those responses.
Yep. And that's where being part of a TTM community or an autograph community helps you out. You'll learn more about the people you write to. You'll learn more about the hobby. So I recommend doing that. We had a whole podcast about it, a discussion about it in one podcast. So, all right, let's move on to the next question.
Next one is coming from Neri Lemus. He's asking us, have you ever sent to someone and it came back multi-signed even without asking for it?
No. But I have seen it happen to other people. Usually if I know that somebody lives with somebody else or is a husband and wife, I'll ask for the other person to sign it. Like I had Judy Howard sign a picture with Rance Howard the other, last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. And they obliged. I just wrote off to Bob Dole, had Elizabeth Dole sign a book plate with Bob Dole. They obliged. But I've never been surprised with the signature, but I know Stacy has, so.
Yep, and the two that I will go over, the two most recent ones, both came in, being as it's getting close to that time of the year, game came last year in spring training. Two different people, I'd sent requests off to Adam Jones, the outfielder for the Orioles, and Glenn Hoffman, who is the, I think he's the third base coach for the Padres now. And both photos happened to be, the photos I sent actually happened to have somebody else in the photo. The Adam Jones had Nick Martakis in it, and Glenn's had his brother Trevor in it. And both came back. Adam had Nick sign it, and I didn't ask for him to do that. And Glenn had Trevor sign it. So being a huge Padres fan, that was pretty cool to have.
And you know what we need to do? That just reminded me. Next episode, we need to talk about spring training and etiquette on spring training, when to send and stuff like that. Because a lot of people are confused right now on when they should send their spring training stuff out. I've seen a lot of stuff posted about it and not many people answering the questions. So we will cover that next episode, so you can look forward to that. Next question!
This one is coming from AJ Kaiser, and this is a question from one of the Zaniacs. Wanting Zane to share his story of his autograph being sold on eBay.
Oh, well, it's an extremely exciting story. No, not really. Basically, I give away autographs every time I do a giveaway. Let's say I have a giveaway on my website or on Autograph Weekly, or if I do a giveaway on my YouTube channel especially. If they win a signed book or something like that, I'll throw in a signed photo of myself. And I've been doing this for years. I even did it before I was in the autograph community. I did it when I was making tech videos on YouTube. So one of my autographs that I did give away through, you know, just an extra when I did a giveaway, popped up on eBay for $1.50. And it was just a signed photo of me. And it was $1.50, and nobody bid. Nobody wanted my autograph for $1.50. But I can say that my autograph was on eBay. It was not sold on eBay because it didn't sell, but it was on eBay. So that's the story.
I got several of his autographs. I'll sell to anybody for $1.49.
There you go. I got a deal right there. I'll make $1.47 for me. You can get it right from the source. All right, next question.
The next one is coming from Alex Joritz. I'm wanting to know, what is the crappiest / sloppiest autograph you guys have seen or received?
Oh, boy. Going to have to be Alan Dershowitz, and I know Stacy's probably going to say the same thing, but I have like 100% worse Dershowitz than Stacy has. Mine is literally, it looks like a zero. It's a loop. Just a big loop. And Stacy actually got, like, squiggles at least. But I got 3 signed book plates, 3 big loops. Probably the second one would have to be Chris O'Donnell. His signature basically looks like the and symbol. It's like 3 straight lines, 4 straight lines. That's it. Plus, he's notorious for using the worst pen of all time. I'm not sure I don't know, man. Every single time, I've wrote off to him twice. And every single item that he signed has come out horribly due to the crappy pen. I don't know. I've never seen a pen like this. It must say on the label, "World's crappiest pen." That's all I can think of. So, how about you? And you're probably going to agree with me, right?
But before I agree with you, I'm going to say that I have somebody that shops at that same pen store as Chris O'Donnell. And that's Iron E. Singleton, who plays T-Dog from The Walking Dead. It's the same thing with the pit. There's just horrible. I mean, I've gotten 6 or 7 different stuff things signed from TTM. The only one that's come out somewhat okay was on an index card, and that still wasn't very good. It's just the, I don't know, like Zane says with the pin, him and Chris O'Donnell must shop together. It's just the oddest thing. It's just every single time, too.
That would be an odd thing. What if, like, somebody that lived in California saw them shopping together next week? That'd be amazing.
That'd be pretty awesome. Yeah. But I will agree with Dershowitz and
Chris O'Donnell,
both horrible. Steve Gutenberg's another one that's pretty crappy.
You know, he actually, his signatures before his newest play where he signed a bunch of stuff were actually not too bad. But it seems like he got really fed up with signing stuff. He actually signed like four items, I think, the first couple people that wrote to him at this play. But he just got fed up and started signing one item, and they were all scribbles from there on out. So I think it was just more of a, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to scribble something on.
Yeah. Then a couple others, I wouldn't say that they're crappy or sloppy. They're just kind of odd and bizarre, are Woody Page and Shia LaBeouf. They both, I mean, Woody Page is like almost just like a star. And Shia's is pretty close to that kind of same thing, too. It's more of a symbol than anything else. You would think they were a prince or something. But I mean, seriously, like Woody Page is just like a star. It's a star in a circle. It's just a bizarre. I don't know how you get Woody Page out of that. But
anyway. This has nothing to do, this kind of has something to do with it. But whenever I went through a phase in my life, but 5 years ago, whenever I would go to the grocery store and I had to sign for stuff with my credit card, I would always draw a Pac-Man symbol, him eating the little dots, as a signature. Nice. Just to be a jackass. But okay, what's the next question?
The last question for this week is coming from Michael Rhodes, and this is a good question for Zane as well. What do you think of taking the autograph pages out of signed books to make matted pieces? Better to display the autograph or keep in the book?
Well, that's going to be determined by whose autograph you have. If you have somebody who's notorious for being an author and writing books, you're going to want their autograph in a book because it's going to be worth a lot more. But if you have, let's say, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar signed a book, I have several of those now, maybe getting a matted piece with a photo above it would not be a bad idea. So it's definitely a choice. So I would say if they have anything to do with literature, keep it in. If they don't, and it's not just an amazingly rare piece, then go ahead and mat it if you want to.
I would agree with this. I would agree with that as well. I mean, it just kind of depends on who it is, what you want to do with the piece, or if it's a book that's in really bad shape and you want to save the, if you want to try to save the autograph or whatever, it'd be a cool thing to mat something that way. Like, I think there was something we were watching something on eBay. It was that McCarthy? No.
McCarthy. I have the only McCarthy in MacArthur. The world. It's MacArthur, yeah. We saw
MacArthur. We were watching. That was on it was a paperback book. The book was really beat up, but the autograph looked really good inside the book still. So that might have been something that you could have done something with a matte piece on to save the autograph, being the book was in such crappy shape. But
yeah. Definitely. All right, is that the last question?
Yes, it is.
Let's move on to the discussion roundtable. And the key word is meta. The key word is meta. All right, it's time to penetrate the discussion roundtable. Of course, we have Stacy, Jeremy, and David here to answer all the questions. And we have two questions today instead of the lonely one question we usually do. And let's get started with the first one that's kind of related to last week's question. And this one is framed: if you had to get rid of every single autograph that you own, but you are allowed to keep one item, what would it be? And let's start off with Stacy Schaefer. What would your one item be and why?
It'd be something I got recently, and it would have been in a trade with Zane Savage, and that would be my J. Edgar Hoover signed book. Just the fact that it's a huge piece of history and kind of a centerpiece that can be built around. Got some other stuff that I necessarily wouldn't want to get rid of, but I think that would be the one thing I would keep.
But why would you keep that? Like, what's it's just because it's a historic value, right? Not personal value.
Yeah, it would be just the historic.
And that's an interesting thing we can see here. You know, some people are probably going to go for personal. Some people are probably going to go for the monetary or historic value. of an item. How about you, Jeremy? What would you pick?
I think I'm with Stacy on this with the historical value, but it ain't J. Edgar Hoover, which I got in today. It'd be my Richard Nixon signed book, which I got in 2 weeks ago. The historical value on that, I mean, outweighs the, you know, the personal connection, I guess, I have with the book, or value, I guess you could say. But, I mean, Richard Nixon, how often you come across the Richard Nixon signed book, and, I mean, he's just a big piece of American history. He's a big part of American history is what I meant to say. So that'd probably be the one I'd keep is the Richard Nixon.
Definitely. How about you, David?
For me, I will go with my personal. It would be, out of all my in-persons that I have, I would probably take the Walking Dead 11x17 just because it has like five or six signatures on it. So that's tied into five or six different, you know, experiences, meeting the celebrity, talking to him for a little bit, taking shots with Norman Reedus. You know, all those memories are tied into that one that one piece. And that's what I would grab over my TTMs and all that stuff. I would grab that one in-person item.
What about that hatchet poster you just got?
Yeah, that one's got 21 signatures on it, but it's got, you know, I bought that as a purchase, yeah. So it hasn't no sentimental value, I guess.
I got you. And, you know, that's a big thing, guys. You know, some people, it tells you how people collect differently, you know. And it's not necessarily bad either way. It's just the way people collect. You do it to enjoy the hobby. If I had to pick one piece, I'm going to have to go with either my Henry Halford, who was the physician to King George III right after the Revolutionary War. He was so good he got knighted, and he took care of, I think, three or four kings after that, kings and queens. Really rare signature. It's on a piece of parchment paper. It tells you how old it is. It's from, like, the 1800s, the very early 1800s, like the 1800-somethings. Yeah, I think that's probably going to have to be my choice, or my Joseph McCarthy signed book. And Joseph McCarthy signatures are out there, but signed books are one of a kind. Like, there's barely any signed books out there. So that piece is kind of irreplaceable. And so is the Halford. I've never seen a Halford signature come up for sale other than what I have. So it'd probably be one of those. If I had to put my foot down, probably the McCarthy, because he had a bigger role in history. Of course, if Henry Halford would have slipped up and killed King George during the Revolutionary War, I think he took care of him after the Revolutionary War. But still, if he would have killed King George, that kind of would have been a big deal. But, yeah, my McCarthy's going to have to go be the choice on that one. Let's move on to the next question, which is, what is your worst in-person experience of all time? So, you know how people say, oh, I went and met so-and-so, and he was a total a-hole. If you have one of those stories, we'd like to hear it now. Let's go with Jeremy first.
Yeah, I got one, unfortunately. I think I mentioned this in a podcast a few weeks ago in the roundtable. It was when I went to the UFC when I was here in Dallas. We're at the hotels where the UFC fighters were staying, and Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira, he came in through the doors from outside, and, you know, everyone just kind of scampered up to him, and he just, you know, kind of just walked past everyone. So I was near the elevators at the time, and, you know, I went up to him like everyone else with, you know, I had my piece of paper with all the signatures on there, and he was with his, like, bodyguards or whatever. He just didn't say nothing, had his head down, shot right upstairs. I mean, he didn't say nothing. I mean, I was like, what an asshole. Exactly. But, you know, like I said, I don't know why he was like that. Maybe he just had a bad day, whatever. But, you know, he did that to everyone. It wasn't even me. So, I mean, I just felt kind of dejected after that.
Yeah, know? And I think we talked about last time, you know, it's the right for a celebrity to act that way if they want to. But it does mm-hmm. piss off fans, obviously. You piss off one person and they retell that story over and over again. That's just the way it is.
But he didn't even say anything. He just, like, you know, he could have said, no, you know, yeah, exactly. I'm not signing anything. He just beelined right for the stairs.
And the next time you're at a bar talking about him, somebody brings his name up, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy's an asshole. You know, so. All right, how about you, David? You got any horror stories, IP?
Mine would be from a long time ago. All the, well, watch me.
Oh, you're cutting in and out a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you're better now. Try again. Yeah, go ahead and do it again. I think you're good now. Maybe not. All right, I'm going to go ahead and go to Stacy then. Maybe your mic will fix itself. Stacy, you got any IP horror stories?
Actually, I can't really think of any. I haven't. I don't have a lot of in-person chances, and most of them have. Most of them have been fairly decent experiences. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that was like bad or horrible. I say most of the stuff I've been to a TNA fan fest, and that was, outside of the lines waiting for an hour and a half at a line to get one person, but. And the setup of how they did it. But as far as the meeting the wrestlers and talking to those, there was nothing as far as anybody being stuck up, rude.
Well, go ahead.
I said the only pro sporting thing I went to a Titans game a few years ago when they played the Saints. And we talked about this before. It's like, that was a pretty good experience too. Didn't have anybody not sign. Nobody just walked by or anything. So,
I think a lot of people have a lot of positive experiences, and I think you just have a few bad duds in there. And if you do IP a lot, you have those stories. But if you don't do a lot of IP, you don't really have those horror stories that everybody else has that does do IP. And I'm one of those people that don't do IP. And IP is for in person, by the way. If you're new to the hobby. Since I live in the middle of America where there's nothing going on, I don't get a lot of IP autographs. But I do have a few interesting stories. Went to a Cardinals game once, and what was his name? The pitching coach for the Cardinals, Dave Duncan. Yeah, he was walking by, and I had a ball, and I said, "Mr. Duncan, will you sign my ball?" He's like, "Why the hell do you want my autograph?" I just kept on walking. I was like, okay. I guess I don't need your autograph. I was maybe 16 when this happened. So that was kind of weird, but whatever. I thought it was kind of funny. It was more funny than actually me being angry at him. Another one is kind of, I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but I went to a WWE live show back in 2007, 6, something like that. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs at the wrestlers, because at those things, at the ones that aren't televised, if you scream at them as hard as you can, they'll respond back. I actually got in a 20-second argument with Chris Jericho. It was pretty cool. Anyway, so Howard Finkel was calling all these matches. He would announce them and stuff. And he came over to me after the show. He's like, "What the hell were you yelling out there, man?" I said, "I was just giving the wrestlers hell." I said, "Will you sign my ticket?" And he signed my ticket. And he was all nice about it and stuff. Until I brought up, I was like, "Well, I'd really like to go backstage and meet some of the guys if I could." He just instantly shut up and just walked away. So I was like, shit, man. I would rather just had a conversation with Howard Finkel. That'd be really cool. But I guess I blew it on that one. That really wasn't him. So that's kind of a cool little IP story. It doesn't really enter in with the like terrible asshole stories. But all right, David, I think you may be fixed now. What was your story?
Well, mine would be the only sports person that I've met. This was way back. I was in a program, Upward Bound, it was called, when I was in high school. You could go spend the summer in a college, and they'd take you around to all these different colleges. And we actually went up to, where the Eagles were practicing there, where they do their little spring training. And we were standing in there as all the players were coming out, and each one of them would come to the side where we were lined up. There was only maybe 20 people in the program, and everybody would come through and sign a few signatures and stuff like that. And this is back in the Cunningham was like, just the shit. He was just the big – he was like Vic is now for the Eagles. So he came out, and he literally didn't even turn his head. Like he was talking to like two other guys. They left him and came over to sign an autograph. And he just like kept right on walking, didn't even like acknowledge. And then we're like 14, 15 year old, kids. There's no adults. There was no one else there but us. And he wouldn't come over and sign one single autograph for, 20 kids standing there, screaming at him because he was the the best player they had at the time.
And I think all these stories just go to show, just like the real world, celebrities work just like us. There are good people, and there are also assholes out there, so you just got to get what you take. Hope you guys enjoyed listening. All right, time to announce the giveaway winner for last week, and that was Joey Stevenson. Remember, guys, if you want to know before everybody else does, go subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/autographweekly. We post the giveaway videos there, show the process of us picking the person, so you know that it's not rigged. And this week, holy crap, we've got some awesome stuff to give away. We are giving away two items. We are giving away two items, if I can pronunciate. Bill Bradley. Signed book. Yes, that Bill Bradley. He was a senator, and he's a Hall of Fame basketball player that played for the New York Knicks. It's signed on a book plate, but it's time present, time past. Also, we're also giving away a Jerome Walton signed ball. Jerome Walton, of course, rookie of the year for the Chicago Cubs. I want to say 1989.
That is correct, and it's actually, the ball has actually got that inscription on it, too. So.
It's inscribed with rookie of the year 1989. You can't beat that. So, one person is going to walk away with both of those prizes. And to enter, all you have to do is find that keyword in today's show. It's hidden in there, I promise. Go to our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly. Post the keyword on the wall, and you're automatically entered. It's as easy as that. Easy as apple pie. Is that even a saying? I don't think it is. Anyways, go enter that, guys. Definitely some awesome prizes up for grabs this week. All right, let's move on to Collector of the Month. And holy crap, this was hard to pick. Actually, we had one person that they probably would have won, but they didn't follow the rules. We want you guys to show off all the autographs you got over the month. And this actually covered 2 months. But that includes purchases. That includes in-persons. That includes cards you get. So don't just do TTMs. It's not TTM of the month. It's Collector of the Month. So if this person would have added their auctions in and stuff, because I know they got amazing auctions, they probably would have won. But the person that did win is, drum roll, it's not really much of a drum roll, Michael Sutherland, also known as Tennessee Valley TTM on YouTube. Go subscribe to him, youtube.com/TennesseeValleyTTM. Just got an amazing, amazing 2 months. I think he had over, I know he had over 500 autographs. I can't remember the exact number, but it was a lot, guys. He's really into wrestling stuff and signed business cards. If you haven't checked him out, go check him out, youtube.com/TennesseeValleyTTM. We will be messaging you to find out what you want. And remember, guys, if you win Collector of the Month, you win $20 in stamps or Star Tiger subscription or $20 eBay gift certificate or $20 in Wink Flash photos. So let's move on to Graph of the Week. And holy cow, last week was crazy. I mean, there were so many amazing graphs that people got in. We had to actually limit it down to two per person. So I picked two, and Stacy picked two. Now, this is separate from this week, guys. We're going to do two different polls this week to pick Graph of the Week.
So, should we announce the winners from the previous week first?
Yes, gosh dang it. Go ahead and announce the winner for the previous week. Ah, shucks, forgot. Go ahead.
And that would have been Zane Savage's pick with Biggie2911 with his 30-cent Rosalind Carter pickup. We actually had 74 votes this week, which crushed any previous record we've had for people voting, which is due in large part to now you can find the Graph of the Week poll on our Facebook page on the left-hand side underneath the Autograph Weekly logo. There is a link so you can vote directly on Facebook now. And he got 48 votes for 65%, and he beat my choice of Kelvin ML. This Bill Cosby in-person autograph that he got was 26 votes and 35%. So once again, Zane whoops my ass.
That's right. I'm getting good at it.
All right. You can proceed.
the way I said we're going to do this, guys, we're separating it into two polls. So you're going to vote for last week's Graph of the Week and this week's Graph of the Week. So last week, we actually picked two each because there were so many amazing graphs that people got in. So my two picks for last week are Richard freaking Nixon for $16 by Boss Hogg. Richard Nixon, signed book, $16. Wow. And a another one is TTM Central, who got Phil Jackson via private addy, which is up on the Savage list, by the way. TTM, so basically 88 cents for Phil Jackson's signature. I mean, that's awesome. So those are my two picks for last week. What are your two picks for last week, Stacey?
All right, my two picks are going to be, the first one is coming from Top Shelf TTM. He got Randy Johnson via TTM. So anytime you get the big unit in the mail, you got to get nominated. And then the second choice of mine is from Kelvin ML. I'm just going to refer to this as my Aerosmith book that he got for $13 paid. So little inside story there. If you guys want to know more, you can hit me up. I don't even know if Kelvin even knows the whole story behind that either. But
yeah, old Kelvin's been buying some books lately. And let's just say grabbing them from underneath some other people. It's just kind of annoying. Kelvin, you should stop buying books on eBay. That's all I'm saying. Driving us crazy.
And I shouldn't oversleep auctions.
Yeah, you shouldn't oversleep auctions. I mean, that one was blatantly your fault. Okay, my pick for this week has to be Kathy Lee Gifford by, well, Kelvin ML. He's getting in the book craze, just like everybody else buying books. Kelvin got Kathy Lee Gifford at a Goodwill or a thrift store for 50 freaking cents, which is crazy. So what's your pick for this week?
All right, my pick for this week is a bit more than 50 cents. You might have the advantage in that part of it. This was a $67 pickup by Jeremy Daniels, none other than Boss Hogg 797. But this was a pretty massive, epic pickup for $67. It was a Muhammad Ali, Will Smith, Michael Mann triple signed book from the movie Ali.
That comes with a certificate that basically certifies it. It's not a certificate of authenticity, but the book was a special edition sent out to all the people that were in the film club or whatever, the international film group that watches films or something. I don't know. But it's a really cool piece, and I was really happy that he got it because it is, I mean, there's only a few out there. So guys, you pick your winner. All you have to do is go to autographweekly.com. The poll is on the right. There'll be two polls this time. Vote in both of them. Don't forget to do that. Or go to facebook.com/autographweekly. And actually on the left-hand side, there are tabs, and you'll see the Graph of the Week poll. Click that, and you can vote there. Because that's our new feature now. Make it easy for you guys. So I guess that's going to wrap up the show, guys. Remember to go check out the Savage List on autographweekly.com, my new private address list. Remember to rate and comment on iTunes. Please go do that. Go to iTunes, rate and comment right now if you haven't done it. I know there's a bunch of you listening that haven't done it. So go do it right now. It helps us out a ton. You guys have no idea how much it helps us out. It pumps us up in the rankings and lets people discover us that otherwise wouldn't find us. So please go do that. All right, guys. I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacia Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.